Okay, this is Winfrey, and this is Monday night, and we're having our conference call connected between the telephone line and the internet. And I don't even know who's on the call. We have Suzanne, Undine, and who else, Suzanne?
Kathy from Tennessee, Carol, Karen from Tucson,
Kathy,
Gary and Marianne.
Carol, Gary, Marianne.
And Gary and Francis.
Gary, another Gary?
No, just one Gary, Gary and Marianne.
Oh, and Francis.
And Francis. Anna and Lisa.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa. Are you there, Lisa? Are you there, Anna?
Sometimes they're on mute.
Oh, now I... Yes,
there she is.
All right. Anna, is Lisa at your place?
No, she's in San Francisco. It's by three-way calling.
So is she on right now, Lisa?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay. Well, you know what? I don't know what I'm supposed to talk about tonight. I've been...
Goodbye.
I am blank. I am blank. You know, we usually warm up to having a co-creative connection with these group souls, but I'm not quite warmed up to it yet, and it feels like things are shifting, and there's a new approach required. It was interesting on Wednesday night. Those of you who were on Wednesday night had the same... Matthew came on and said the same thing. Hey, there's time. There's supposed to be something different happening. And what is it supposed to be? He didn't know. He didn't know what it was, but he knew. What he said was to me, he says, "When if things don't shift..." And he was talking about the Wednesday night call. "If things don't shift, we're going to start going backwards, because..." Anyway, so I'm going to discuss it with you guys. What do you think is supposed to happen from your perspective? What do you think is missing that hasn't happened yet? Did somebody just check in?
Ryan and Jamie in Palm Harbor, Florida.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi, what? How are you?
Fine. Ryan and Jamie. Hi. Who else just checked in? Anyone else just check in? So, Ryan, just to catch up, I was doing this call a little different. I was kind of like responding to what Matthew was saying last Wednesday, where there was a need for something to happen. There was a need for something to happen amongst the people that were coming into the Wednesday call. There was a need for something to happen that I feel on the people that are coming into the Monday calls and the calls we're doing. And I'm trying to put it up for a discussion tonight. Like, what needs to happen? Why did Matthew say that? And what I'm going to ask you guys to make your own contribution. Because you see, this call may have my name on it, but it's us doing it. And after a while, I get boring. So where does the part of us come into it where it corrects the thing that Matthew addressed, or Matthew brought up, which I think he's correct about? So I'm going to call on Undine first, who's probably muted her phone. I really shouldn't call on you, Undine. I should make it free will. Undine, are you willing to share something?
Sorry. I was muted, sorry. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I'm so sorry.
You don't?
No.
Were you on the line when Matthew said it?
Yep.
You were?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You have no idea what's supposed to happen, huh?
Well, you know, he's been talking about the hub thing, and so I don't know, maybe it's more of community.
Mm-hmm. I learned something very, very interesting, which I'm going to share with you guys as we get through later on in this call. Did someone else just check in? Hello? Do we have someone that just came on the line? You can listen if you want. Okay. Kathy. Now listen, if I call on you and you don't want to say anything, just say pass. Okay? So I don't feel like I'm forcing you. Kathy, you have an idea? Suzanne.
Yes, you know, I heard that Wednesday night, and I was at the edge of my seat going, well, tell us, because I'm feeling the same way. But I don't know the answer, and I'm just hoping that, you know, channeling will get some clues or something will happen. But I know there's something that needs to do, but I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether it's to... I know that Matthew had said that to include everyone. And
mm-hmm.
just because a person is quiet, not to think that they're not important, because they are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking myself, is this to connect on a personal basis outside the call, or is this to interact some way within the calls? I don't know.
You know, I will tell you that I did a channeling with Matthew after that, last Thursday, I think.
There are 14 participants in the conference.
If you happen to be listening on BBS, we're like letting you tune in to a kind of a community meeting. And my name is Wynn Free, and just in case there's a stranger on there, let me just say that I am the principal author of the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And during the period I was writing the book, I've had a situation where I was directly contacted by these energies in other dimensions that identified themselves as so. And I've had a lot of series of ongoing communications. A lot of phenomena, a lot of amazing coincidences, synchronicities, concordances, connecting a kind of a new way of looking at things in terms of identifying these two group souls that are not in this dimension, who have acted as probably the word I use of God for this realm since the beginning of the realm. And, of course, if you're hearing it for the first time, that is a new concept, and I don't suggest you believe it, but that you read my book, study the material, study our website, higher-vision.org, and understand how this conclusion was come to, and see if it resonates. Now, the bottom line, even if it is true, what does that mean? What's the significance of that to you and I right now, who are stuck in third dimension, and how do we use that in a way to enhance our lives, enhance the circumstances of the planet, et cetera, et cetera. So we do a lot of functions over the conference call, and one of them is a Wednesday night call with Matthew Edwards, where Matthew channels right on the line, and people ask questions. And the answers are extremely profound and have changed the direction. I've watched personally those answers change the direction of different people's lives. And at the end of the call on Wednesday, Matthew said, not in his channel voice, but in his human voice, that there was something that was supposed to happen, and there was something the group was supposed to do. And he didn't know what it was, but there was a next step. And so I'm bringing that up because you're listening now to a group of people that have been checking into the conference calls for a number of months, and in some case over a year, and that have had a lot of amazing own personal experiences as a result of this call, and an understanding of this dimensional shift that's occurring. So now, when you have that understanding, and you've been on the call, and you feel the support system, what is the next step? What is the next step? And that's what we're discussing here. And this is not a normal Monday night. I usually don't have a dialogue like this, but I felt myself the need to look at this. And I will be sharing some of the stuff that came up in the channeling with Matthew's source that I think everybody will find really fascinating. I should be prepared to play that channeling, but I'm not, so I'll just kind of tell you some of the things that happened. Carol, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm just going to pass, please.
Okay. How about you, Gary?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, I'm on the line.
Were you on the Wednesday night call? When,
no?
No. Okay. Do you relate to what I'm saying?
Can you rephrase it or ask the question again?
Well, basically, we've been having these lines, and we've been having a really, really pretty good energy, particularly on Matthew's line when he's answering questions live. And Matthew came on and said, there's something that's supposed to happen that hasn't happened yet for this group of people. And that he felt that if it didn't happen, that the line was going to lose, people were going to lose interest and it would start to diminish. So, he didn't know what it was. He couldn't say this is what's supposed to happen next. So, I think it's not just for the call on Wednesday, but the call all through the week. There's something that's supposed to happen. There's an interaction that's supposed to happen that has not yet occurred, or it couldn't occur because it wasn't the right timing, but there's something that's supposed to happen to change the flow of our interaction. And I'm just bringing that up to this group on Monday night. And, of course, we're talking about it. We're sharing it openly on BBS Radio for anyone that's listening. So thank you for sharing our process with us. And, Gary, you have any comment?
Yeah, I agree that the spirit is definitely rich, you know, and particularly, you know, the Monday through Thursday calls, that's the only ones I actually listen to. But it definitely is rich and fulfilling, but as far as taking it to the next step, I always felt that we can always, you know, I really don't know how to phrase this, but to do maybe some more deeper meditation, either before or after, some cleansing. That's just off the top of my head, of some sort, or even during the weekday, you know, folks that live in either San Diego or certain parts of the city, if you have a couple of folks that live in the same locale, get together and you know, just, you know, do some sort of thing that we maybe just get together, like myself, Jackie, Marianne, get together and do maybe once a week, listening to the call. Maybe, you know, those are some of the, that would also build up the energy. Maybe those are some of the things that off the top of my head is what I think that we could do.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that.
Could I speak to that point?
Suzanne?
Yes. I just was thinking that would be very helpful for the individuals involved, but that might not be what it's talking about, because it seems to be indicating the whole line and everyone on the line. it's something within the framework of the, everyone. And I'm just wondering if it could be the expansion of the moderating that we're just embarking on now. We have four other people who are just considering being moderators, and that might be part of it, having everyone take a greater part. Or it could be other discussion groups where people voice their personal feelings or what they're going through. That's just off the top of my head now, Gary. So
I agree with you. I think it's all a part of it. Everybody chipping in and feeling that energy and going for like a discussion group, kind of like an off branch or what I was referring to, and doing something similar to that.
When?
Yeah. Kathy?
It was like, I'm sorry, I was muted earlier and didn't get in quick enough. I would like to see maybe the Matthew line on Wednesday night move occasionally, if not all the time, maybe to Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
To maybe sometimes share his wisdom over the radio.
Mm-hmm. I thought of doing that, but I don't think that's the answer to the question. But it's certainly something to do occasionally. Anna, are you there?
Yes, Wynn. And I must say, I can certainly feel, I think that we've created a lot of energy and that we're creating a field that is higher vibration. I can feel it, and there's something that needs to take us to another expansion. And I was thinking, like Matthew said, I was the seed in the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been tremendously meaningful to me. And I would like maybe the people that he's given those insights to, that we could deepen that and see what that's really telling us.
Mm-hmm.
And start to see where we could create something more powerful. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think we're now getting a lot of intentionality, and we don't quite know where to focus it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly, but I can just feel it kind of percolating there. And I think we have so much energy locked up and struggle that we just are ready to release a whole lot of... where it suddenly gets a lot more fun.
Mm-hmm.
On now.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see if we can connect more deeply about those other levels that we're getting to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing. Lisa, do you know enough about our group to make a comment?
Well, I haven't been around for a while. I had a heart attack 10 months ago, and I just started back, in the group last week. So this is a little new to me, and maybe it sort of expresses the way I feel also, because I'm coming back,
mm-hmm.
So recently. But it seems to me that it's always good to take something to a deeper level and not to get into too much habit.
Have you studied the material that we put out? Have you read questions and answers with the Elohim?
Oh,
or
yeah.
You did? Okay. All right, great. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Ryan, would you like to share anything into this discussion?
I actually wasn't on the call, on Wednesday, so I'm not sure exactly what you're referencing to. I'm just going to feel my way through it a little bit, and if I come up with anything, I'll share it.
Okay, great. By the way, Ryan, is it okay to share about the project that we're going to do?
Most certainly.
Yeah. I want to tell you all that Ryan has a website called themanifestation.com, themanifest-station.com. And on that website, he is presenting all these phenomenal spiritual luminaries from Deepak Chopra. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your website, Ryan?
The website is an enlightened television station, internet television station, where we bring, some of the current visionaries, spiritual leaders, teachers, and so on, from all around the world to a channel that is of free access. And our intention is really to bridge the self with soul, so we connect with as many content providers as we can in the way of assisting our viewers, our visitors at the website with this information so that they can explore their truths and contemplate and continue to explore. So I think that actual comment about stagnation and perhaps habit is a great observation. You know, when you do contemplate a bit further, maybe perhaps there's discussion around the insight that's learned in these discussions, perhaps, you know, more exploration maybe of benefits. So, but that's manifestation. Check it out. There's a lot more to it. Articles, audio, you know, pay-per-view section that we're building up, and that lends right into Back to Win. So, Win, I'll let you take it from there.
Thank you. I'll send that out on our Yahoo group so everyone has the URL. And also, get on Ryan's mailing list because he's always sending out special things to watch. But we have in the process doing a series of stuff on the work that I've been doing and having videos up there, like maybe a 5 to 10 part series in a situation which would have very high credibility with lots of people who are very recognized. So Ryan's been checking us out for a few months now, Ryan and his wife, Jamie, both. Hi, Jamie. Hi. So I'm looking forward to that as a way to key people into this. You know, what's happening in our group, I would say, and is that there is this view of reality which is not anywhere near anything conventional. And that there's enough evidence here and enough indication that maybe we've got the right view of reality. But it takes studying the work, reading the book, studying my experiences, studying David Wilcock, studying the channelings, to come to the idea that maybe we've got the correct view of reality. Now, if we have the correct view of reality, our planet is in, and what you might say, a kind of sense of urgent circumstance. And there's a good part of the people walking around that don't have a clue that that's the case. And it's probably a good portion of the people that don't believe in life after death, and another good portion that believe in it in a more conventional sense. And here we are having these conversations with these voices, that these two group souls that are explaining whatever we ask them in terms of the mysteries of the whole thing. And I think for many of you who've been paying attention to this, some of the mysteries get to be solved. Then there becomes a responsibility that once this becomes real, what do you do about it? There's a point where you can't be a observer anymore. You have to be some kind of player. You have to engage your own passion and your own vision. And it's not about being a follower or doing something that I say. Figuring out where your passion and vision can come in. And I do have my tape recorder here, or my digital tape recorder, and I thought maybe I could play a little bit of this conversation with Matthew. Let me see if you guys can hear it. Because some amazing things came up. You know, Matthew channels a voice that he calls his source. And I had never done this kind of channeling with Matthew before, where it was just the two of us. And I asked questions that were beyond Matthew's own conscious recognition or understanding to Matthew's source, like questions about who they were, questions about ascension, and a little apprehensive of asking it because I said, man, what if I get contradictory answers? In my own channelings, I asked the question about Matthew's source, and they said they were part of the Ra group, which made sense to me, given the wisdom that they have. So, in this particular channeling with Matthew's source, which was last Thursday, and I better not get you too excited because I'm not sure you're going to hear it. Let me just see.
Okay, so maybe what we can do is the Mother God. Wait a second. Let me just. Right here. This is January 31st. A reading.
Can you guys hear that?
Yes.
You can.
When is in Los Angeles? Matthew was in Fairfax. Forward.
Are muted.
And it is that you are sacred. You are worthy. You are part of a larger unfolding. You are perfect. You are connected. You are integrated. Because you are sacred. That truth, because it is a truth, becomes a ripple. Which makes all things touched by that wave be alive. that wave which begins on the North Shore. Becomes a wave which meets itself on the other side of a changing growth. Is this the time to ask some questions?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to ask, right at the beginning, two questions. I'll start one at a time. Matthew and I are looking at how to utilize our connection and our interaction to create momentum for the work we are doing, more momentum. Do you have any comments about that?
We are present through your work. I acknowledge the interconnectedness. This host is capable of facilitating multiple distinct energies. We honor your commitment. We see it as integral to what is occurring in the larger development of mankind's transformation into the era of Yin, and the perspective of interconnectedness, which is a fundamental truth of life. What other question?
Could you put into words the energy form of the way Matthew's energy and my energy connect, and the relative talents each of us would have to contribute to a greater momentum?
We have already shared a perspective of the union being that point where ocean meets land. Now, who benefits from ocean meeting land? Do the gulls find food in the wave? The crabs find a home? are fish creatures which share their shells with the rocks and can only live where ocean meets land. Many, many creatures. So for the ocean, who is the queen of hosting life, she must have that border with land. For the land, have you noticed that the type of culture that is possible along a coast, the kinds of buildings change, kinds of people change, the culture changes, because that is the edge of the land, the edge of the terrain, the beginning of the unknown. This means that for the land, the water's edge gives it the potential to hold that entire segment of community that can only and does only appear where there's the border between the two. The true change has only just begun to be appreciated or conceived of. There is much, much more. There are many times it will be dramatic. And that drama can itself contribute to the fullness of what arises in its wake. Because life is not meant to be passive or harmonious in all cases. It is often the greatest contribution to have extreme or dramatic experiences so that there can truly be shaping of the land possible. Rain waters plants, but a hurricane shapes the mountainside. So there will be counted among your exchanges some number of quite dramatic hurricanes.
Thank you. In my work, I have come through the sources that I communicate with to certain understandings which Matthew does not usually talk about or address or maybe be completely aware of. And I would like to corroborate some of my understandings with you to see where the concordance lies. So, for for example, in terms of a mind in third dimension, trying to understand things which are not of this dimension is obviously going to be a compromise in anything that's put in words, and that the danger of putting things into words is that people will believe the compromise rather than trigger the true understanding, the intuitive understanding. So, that being said, there is this understanding of group souls, conglomerates of billions of individual souls that are in different timelines, that have a protective and helpful attitude towards those people in this realm. And one of the principal group souls has been identified by the name the Ra Group. And it's been my understanding that the Ra Group is composed of energies that have gone through this realm and graduated, so to speak, gotten off the wheel of reincarnation from the beginning of time, from the beginning of the creation of the universe, and now exist as a group energy to assist planets and planetary populations who are still trapped in this realm. And is this a differentiation that I'm making that rings some familiarity with you or the intelligence I'm speaking with now? And are you part of that group that I'm referring to? Is the source which speaks to us on our normal conference call when we're asking questions affiliated with Ra?
There is no separation. There is no separation between Ra and anything. Ra is connection. Ra is source. planet itself is from Ra. The source is the source.
Okay, that was kind of a historic moment. That was Ra identifying itself through Matthew. And we only have another minute here, so I can't go on any further and play that. Maybe I will next week. But that was kind of a historic moment. And we're going to continue this conversation next week. Because Matthew and I, after this channeling, we actually talked about the Elohim from his source's point of view, and he and I came up with a general idea that I'm going to talk about next week, and maybe that would be a good time to invite Matthew in his normal voice. Is everyone listening? Can you hear me? Uh-oh. Hello? Oh, wait. I muted everybody. Excuse me.
All callers are unmuted.
There we go. Are you guys on?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just quickly call in a light. It's 6:50, and I don't know if we're still on BBS or not. Are we on BBS? Anybody listening on the line? Okay, if you're on BBS, we're going to do a quick calling in of the light, and then we'll go around and do requests for each person here. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the Hunaku through our bodies to the center of the earth. We now create a group energy amongst us all who are free-willing, and we invite those group soul energies to join with our group energy. And we send this light around our planet. And we wish everyone in BBS Radio a good evening. And for more information on this work, please visit higher-vision.org. And on that note, we'll go around and just go through your individual putting it in the light requests. Suzanne?
Yes, thank you, Wynn. I'd like to...